UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Very exciting day for us here at ESPN Louisville. I think we fixed the toilet, didn't we? The guy was here. I think.
Did we?
I think so.
Oh, I'm about to take it too.
Hey! No reason to go there. Stop!
Don't do it.
Going once, going twice. The only person who heard me say that and who understood it was you. Unless Darlene's listening, and I don't think she is.
Nope. She's still mad at you for throwing water on her last night.
I didn't throw water on her. It was
your water all over my mom.
Could have been worse. I flew home. This is one of these, you know, what do they call it? The first world problems. But we're going to dinner last night, and they're nice enough to wait for me. They had originally made the reservation for like 5:30. I wasn't landing.
You were lit.
6:05. So 6:05. So what I did is, and I didn't bring any clothes to change into for dinner. So I said, all right, well, I'll just wear the same suit that I wore to broadcast the game, which, you know, is not terrible. I'd only worn it the day before. It's fine. But it's a nice suit, and I wore it and on the plane, which was – seriously, I really do wonder, who builds the seats on the planes? I mean, why do they do that? I mean, I'm working on losing some poundage, and it's been working with Vitality, Wellness, and Weight Loss, but I – readily admit guilty as charged. I'm a big guy. But I was the smallest of the three of us in a row for three. I mean, so basically, I was maybe afforded one half of one cheek on my seat because the rest of me was spilled down into the aisle because the two guys next to me were big and bigger. And so now they're doing the beverage thing. So the guy's got the cart, and of course it stops right next to me. So I'm jammed against the cart and jammed between the seat. And you know, I probably should have just said nothing, but I said, all right, I'll have a tomato juice. So I had a tomato juice, and of course, because you're trying to drink. And then the guy in front of me who should absolutely – you should be allowed to make a citizen's arrest if the asshat in front of you thinks it's okay to recline his seat on an absolutely – packed plane. I'm not talking about figuratively speaking. I'm talking about every seat taken. There was no more room in the overheads. Packed. If you think it's okay to recline your seat, I respectfully tell you, you're a nut. It is not designed. The seats, I don't even know why they allow them to. In fact, if the seat behind you is occupied, there should be a mechanism to keep your seat from reclining. I'm dead serious about that. So the jackwad ahead of me has his seat back. So the top of his seat is like 4 inches from my nose. The cart is 3 inches from my ear. The offensive lineman for the Packers is basically jammed against my left rib. So, yes, you could say dumb decision to have a drink, but I was thirsty, so I had a tomato juice. So, of course, it get knocked all over my suit. And I'm not proud of this, but I exclaimed some words that probably were not suitable for prime
time. You have 20 seconds.
No, not going to say them. So now the guy comes and he brings me what do they bring you? Club soda? They're supposed to get inside club soda the suit, and it looks only makes it worse, to be honest with you. So now I look like I've been. Mommy, why did that man wear a suit to go make pizza? And you know, because I'm covered in just tomatoes. So I have an hour layover in Atlanta, so I went and bought clothes at Brooks Brothers. So, but people are like, oh, that's a big problem. But yeah, I don't really have that kind of money to throw around Brooks, but they're having a sale anyway. So I put on a new outfit at Brooks Brothers, and then flew home. So she got water knocked on her dress. Ooh. I got a whole glass of tomato juice, which does not come out easily.
Yeah, but she was very cold.
Oh, poor mom.
This is a bold play. Bold play out of you. It's your birthday, so you're hoping that she doesn't kick you in the jewels.
What is this? Somebody sent me a text. What, a gadget that stops seats from reclining. Oh, that's awesome. I want one of those. Because I did, I tried, God bless the guy. He was determined because I sent him every message I could send him. My rule is, and I encourage you to do the same, and I will never be affected by it because if you're sitting behind me, I won't recline my seat. I then think it's a good time to do a little aerobics, and I run in place in my
seat. High knees.
Oh, it's good. It's good for the circulation. And I watch the guy's head go, because I want him to turn around and say, what are you doing? And then I'm going to say, what am I doing? What are you doing? So, but they don't, because I think in their heart of hearts, they recognize their ass-hattedness. And so they do not press the issue. But anyway, so there's that. Let's move on. Let's go to, this is the sound that Kesty was alluding to. It was the reporter talking about why Kobe chose to take helicopters to and from the various places in Southern California. And I said, you know, that's just kind of commonplace. And the guy said, people in New York City take helicopters every day, too. They do. Probably not quite as much as they do in L.A., though. But they do. But in L.A., it seems to be commonplace. People live outside, you know, where they work. And I don't know, maybe because mass transit's a bigger deal. Not that Kobe would take a train to work, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's quite as pronounced. But it is. You're right. So it's not like he was living, the guy's living recklessly by taking helicopters. They all do that out there. But one of the reasons why he did is explained here. It seems to be a pretty noble one. Here it is.
You know, after school activities, all that fun stuff, even on weekends. But then traffic started getting really, really bad. Right. And I was sitting in traffic and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic and this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do. Fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no. I want to do that because, mm-hmm. like, you know, you have road trips and times where you don't see your kids, man. Right. You know, so, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in your car, like, I want that.
Again, I hear these things and I can relate in so many ways. So what are you talking about? When did you have to take helicopters? I don't mean that. But anybody who's had kids, there was the one year when I first started full-time in Bristol. And since we like living here so much, we decided to have everybody try and stay here. And I would just go, I got a small apartment right near the studio there, and I would commute. So I would go up there on a Monday morning. Most of my work was late at night, so I'd work Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and then I would come in early in the morning Saturday and be here Saturday and Sunday and go back Monday. So it wasn't much, but it was 3 days. The problem is, especially in the winter, the weather gets bad, and I will remember this till the day I die. I have to be careful not to think too much about it because I will cry on the air. But and if anybody makes a snarky comment, you are willing, but you're way off base because this is not the time to play snarky games because it's Jamie. Jamie's younger than Nick, so Jamie was maybe, I don't know, 2? How old was he?
Older now. I was 9, so he was 3. Three. Yeah.
And I was supposed to come in, and it was bad weather, and so they routed me somewhere else. And, you know, I was calling the airport to tell Darlene, because she was coming to pick me up, I'm not going to be on this flight, I'm going to be on that flight. And Jamie was old enough to know, Daddy's coming home. And I did everything in my power to figure out how the hell I could get home, because they canceled this plane, they canceled that plane. Well, I'll fly this. Instead of going to Detroit, I'll go to Atlanta. Instead of going to Atlanta, I'll go through Pittsburgh. I'll get home one way or another. I'll go to Baltimore. There's like 4 different ways you could get home at that time. You could go through Detroit. You can go through Chicago. You could go through Atlanta, or you can go through Baltimore. I exhausted every possibility. And then finally, there was just no way. I mean, I would have had to come home Sunday, basically spend 3 hours, turn around, fly back. That made no sense. So they were at the airport, and I had to call and say I wasn't coming at all. And I will never forget, Darlene told me later that Jamie, who used to carry, he still got the thing. It's his bear. It's this little bear in a red and blue, like, jumper. He had it under his arm, and they were waiting for me where the flight was originally supposed to come in. And he went and he threw himself on the baggage claim thing and started sobbing. Nick was kind of happy about it. No, I'm kidding. But
oh, come on. I used to have panic attacks.
No, I know you did. That's what I mean.
Legitimately. I was having panic attacks.
That's terrible. I think about that. So then that's when everybody moved up there for 4 years. And then we all moved back. 4 years later. But I think about that. I mean, I think about how much you're trying and then the guilt you have when you're not there. And I'm sure when he wanted to go on these 10-day road trips, it's not something you take cavalierly. And so when he was home, he wanted to spend as much time as he could with them. That still haunts me, that little boy sobbing on the freaking baggage thing. But now Kobe, fortunately, knock wood. We haven't gone through anything nearly as tragic as this. That's unbelievable. They're just going to play a game, just going to play a tournament, you know, and they're gone. It's very, very sad. All right, let's just take a breath, and we'll change gears a little bit because this is not nearly as somber a source of discussion. Like, it gives me a time to work a comment or two in here about some of our fine sponsors, one of whom is Universal Windows Direct. Winter's here. It's cold outside. Keep the warm. It is cold today. Another cold day today. Keep the warm thing with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. You don't want to be pumping heat that's leaking out through your builder's grade windows. If you feel some cool air coming in your house, well, then you need new windows. Pretty simple. Your current windows just don't cut it. They leak warm air out, let cool air in, causes you to pay more in energy bills. New windows from Universal Windows Direct not only look good, but they're here to keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. They'll save you money, and they'll give you peace of mind. Why do I say peace of mind? Because their installers are absolutely well-trained, certified. They will do quality work. They're not going to do slipshod work. What good is the window if the installer is no good? Well, it's top-quality windows and top-quality installation, and it is done with a true lifetime warranty. That's right. You call my guys Bill and Mike. They have a true lifetime warranty. They're more than just a, quote, replacement window company. If you got these Universal Windows Direct windows, they are guaranteed for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. That is a company that stands behind their product. And right now, no limit to buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. You get the deal. Buy them and get one free for each one you buy. Some restrictions apply. There are no limits. Call 502-822-5764. 502-822-5764 or go to universalwindowsdirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Do you have Mike Pratt, good Lord. Do you have Mike Bray's comments? All right. Again, interest of full disclosure, I think he's one of the nicest guys in the business. I like him tremendously. But take a listen to these comments, then we'll make our comments.
Even though they shot it like I've never seen before, I know they're... You know, it calmed down a little bit. I'm proud of our group. We gave ourselves a chance. Disappointing, though. You know, we had chances there at the end. Turn get fouled on that last one? And that steal? You get fouled on that? How about the walk on Fluger at half court? Sometimes we're treated by the officials like we haven't brought football as a full member, but yet we get a full share of the ACC network TV. Are you kidding me? He tees up our bench from across the court because he's pissed off at us? I'm frustrated, man. And I tip it a cap to Florida State. They made great plays. I love Leonard. He's a good friend, and they're a great team. You got to be kidding me, man. Come on, man. We're in the league, too. We're in the league, too, now. Come on. Come on, John Gaffney. God. Congratulations, Florida State. You're fearless. Great team. They can win it.
He couldn't quite be a P, Rick, so he had to come back with a nice comment. Congratulations, Florida State. That's like Nick trying to be a P, Rick. But having said that, he's way out of line. I mean, come on, Mike. Do you really think that the officials got together and said, I mean, I'm just visualizing this meeting of, I don't know, Mike Eads, John Gaffney.
Come on, John Gaffney.
Jamie Lucky sitting in there and saying, you know what bothers me, fellas? What? You know, we're talking about things. One of the points that they're going over their notes, you know, one of the things that we've been instructed, we got to watch the principle of verticality. I saw that one. And also, they're starting to think they're getting a little too hand-checky on the dribbler. Yeah, okay. So, you know what bothers me? What? Pisses me off that they get a TV share and they're not playing football. Yeah, you know what? Me too. I'm going to tee that son of a bitch up. I mean, it's like, state your business. What do you want now? What is he doing in here? Don't we have new computers so we don't have to do this anymore? Now what? Now what? What is it that's so important that we got to do here again?
Well, to keep our fine friends of Genesis happy, yeah. I have to delete a spot in this computer and some way I can do it.
You have to, what, the only way you can do it is right in the middle of my show. Genesis called and said, hello, Patty. Yeah, we want our spot removed.
Bob,
and
you
we
realize
right
12
in the middle
to 3,
of Bob's show.
12 to 3 every day. It's the only time I can get in here.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Why can't you get into a lock show?
Because there's two shows on the air. I just now got the PO for Genesis. I got to get it in today.
Hey, you PO'd at Genesis? Don't say that. They're nice.
No, I'm not PO'd. A production order, which means, God bless, I'm about to slam this microphone down.
Please don't. It's fixed.
I love the fluster, Patty. It's a great.
Hey, wait, before Patty goes, Patty.
No, he's still mad.
While you're loading
mad.
That, and Patty's right. I'm going to take his side here, and then I'm going to bust his chops greatly.
And say, I
can't hear you by the way. My headphones are off, but this makes it the audio is more fun when I'm just talking over him.
That's not.
So this is the only time we have the other studio to load the spots, unless you do it like super early in the morning. Uh-huh. And half the time, Brian and I are dubbing stuff over there too. Uh-huh. But Patty. He's right. He's right. This is the ideal time to do it. But the guys kind of make fun of Patty a little bit on the morning show. Did you hear this?
I heard this.
Did you hear Perry and Process do a Patty Ice impression?
What'd they do?
Oh, it's pretty funny. All right, let me load it up. And then, why don't you do a Genesis read?
All right, I'll make sure Process's workloads a little bit.
Now he's throwing around the executive card.
I got a promotion. I'll show you guys. Do we really need six guys working the overnight? Yes, we do, Pat. Patty says, yes, they all should be working. I want them all here, 1 till 5. All six of them, damn it. I'll show them who's boss. All right, are you actually going to find this or not?
I told you to do a Genesis read because there's a perfect
segue. I don't
take
orders that well. You know that.
Right, well, Patty needs to tell you that. Patty, you're in management. Yell at him.
Do the spot.
Attaboy, Patty. All right, here it is.
My team, we were the Wild.
No, that's not it.
That's it. My team, we were the Wild.
I thought I had it. Give me 1 second.
Uh-huh. I'm just going to let you twist
out
there.
I was just saying, you couldn't. Yeah, nope. Yeah, there it is. I clicked on the wrong one. There we go. There we go. All right, ready?
Don't do that to Pete Diddy. You know how he gets when he gets angry. Oh no, man! I didn't do it, man. Why you guys always say I do stuff around here? Wow. I swear, if somebody says my name one more time, I'm about to explode. You know how he
is that your Patty? That's pretty good, Patty. Yeah, got that monotone voice. That's pretty good.
Perrin. I swear, every time something goes wrong around here, Andy's always up my tail. I one day, I swear.
Perrin
I swear. Andy,
man,
watch out, man.
I have a mountain of work to do today.
Wow. All right. And now, in the interest of equal time, it is an election year. Here's the rebuttal from Mr. Patrick Ice.
The say my name thing is 100% accurate. Because there's days where I'll be sitting back there doing something. And someone go, hey, Pat. I'm like, you mother sons of bleep. Somebody says my name one more time to ask me to do something, I'm going to put my foot through a freaking wall.
Okay.
That part's accurate. The amount of workload stuff, I mean, we can relax on that. That's once every blue moon. I mean, that's every day.
All right. That's entertaining. So we won't call you by your name anymore. So here on, I'll refer to you as Phyllis. Would that make you feel better?
This Phyllis.
Well, you don't want to hear Pat anymore. So
you can call me Pat.
Just don't ask you to do anything.
Just if I'm in the middle of doing 12 things, don't ask me to do another thing. That's the lesson here to the story.
The lesson today, don't ask Pat to do anything.
You can ask me to do things. Just don't ask me to do 12 things.
Awesome. I've become a media guy. I'm taking his comment. So today, Patty Ice came on the air and said, please don't ask me to do anything. After getting a promotion, taking money from all the other workers, he announced today, I don't want to do anything. This is Patty Ice's new approach. The arrogance of him. He also said he would assign all the other workers to the overnight shift and basically yelled at Valvano, do the spot. All of that is factually true, although wildly inaccurate.
As I sit here, and I'm actually working on a Genesis spot.
There you go. So there it is. All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right. The Genesis spot of which he speaks. Although, is this the... what is today? No, this is not the right copy.
No, I have the right copy. Don't say that copy. Don't use that copy.
I'm going to read it really slowly till you get here. Genesis Diamonds. Let's be honest. Other jewelers don't. Genesis Diamonds, what I love about them is they stand behind what they sell. They protect you. For example, every ring comes with a free lifetime warranty, free repairs for life, free cleaning for life, free sizing for life. Even if she accidentally knocks out a side-accented diamond, Genesis will replace it at no charge. And regular inspections are not required to keep this warranty in fact. intact. No fine print, no gotcha clause. It's just one example of how Genesis takes care of their customers. This is not some mega chain store. This is a family-owned company. It was started by a major diamond supplier. They've got worldwide connections deep in the diamond industry that go back for decades. What that means for you is higher quality diamonds at lower prices. No middleman. Genesis goes straight to the diamond cutters, buys in large quantities, and pays cash. You get the best deal, period. Don't worry about selection. Genesis keeps in stock one of the largest inventories of loose certified diamonds in America. Tons of choices in every size, shape, and price range. These are real diamond experts, not salesmen. True non-commissioned diamond experts give you zero pressure. Genesis Diamonds is the place to go. It's the place I go, and trust me, you will enjoy the shopping experience there. Wonderful products, wonderful selection, and maybe even best of all, a wonderful staff that does not change because it's a great place to work, and you will appreciate the continuity of having the excellence of the people who are there to help you and not just get themselves a bigger commission because they don't work on commission. They are hoping and helping you walk away as a satisfied customer. It's the official jeweler of the Louisville Cardinals and the Kentucky Wildcats in Shelbyville Road Plaza. So this is now a dated copy, so we can chuck that one. This one we keep.
That was some ASMR stuff, the little crumpling of the paper ASMR. Into the microphone. Yeah, I have no idea what that stands for.
Why'd you say it?
Because that's what that thing is, where it's, you know, you have the little sounds.
ASMR? What does that mean?
That, we discussed this before. Never it's like it. The relaxing thing of, like, you, like, listen
You're
to
making
something.
Stuff up.
I am not. ASMR. Autonomous ASMR sensory meridian is, response.
I never heard this before.
I didn't know that's what it was, but
it's a feeling of well-being connected with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down the back of the neck. If there's anybody listening that heard me crumble the paper and got a tingling sensation in their scalp or down the back of their neck, I suggest they go to their family physician because that makes absolutely no sense. But it does exist, this ASMR. It's triggered by things like whispering voices, paper tearing. That was not paper tearing. That was paper crumbling, and scalp massage. Now, scalp massage.
Oh, big fan of scalp massage.
Told you about my business. That's the business we need to start.
Oh,
I got your back, where you can go in and they shave your back. Guys get their back
shaved. Oh, I forgot about the back shaving thing.
That's great. That would be I would take you 15 minutes. You go in. It's not having, you don't have to get a waxing. You don't have to ask somebody in your life to do it for you because that's always embarrassing and humiliating. I got your back, and you go in, and they do that, and maybe you get a scalp massage at the same time. That little, you could use that little metal thing. That thing
oh, yeah. Awesome. Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm telling you, guys would line up. They'd line up around the door, out the door, around the block for that.
Get a head massage, get your back shaved.
That's it.
I don't think it's really embarrassing to ask a loved one.
Yeah, it is.
Just be like, woman, shave me.
I don't. Well, I mean, it depends. If you did it that way, first of all, it's slightly embarrassing, and you're an asshat. I mean, I'm not sure why you got to bark at the person in your life.
Just to be funny.
But Texas says, so Marty Brenneman retires, and the Reds actually start trying. I got to admit, that did cross my mind, too. What the hell happened here? All of a sudden, they're actually signing
yeah,
people.
They're making
and they're making deals. Maybe it says he must have been taking a big chunk of their payroll.
Nick Senzel is on the, evidently, I think it wasn't Ken Rosenthal, it was somebody else that tweeted that his name's being floated around. They're trying to trade him, too.
Well, Marty Brenneman? No, he's
retired. No, Nick Senzel.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're making moves. Oh, anyway, spring training's, I know for you baseball haters, not happy. It's right around the proverbial corner, so. But that's always, whether you like baseball or not, that's always an interesting and a good, to me it's a great time because you got, when that happens, it means A, you're getting close to March Madness, B, you're getting close to the Masters, C, you're getting close to the Derby, and D, you're getting close to warmer weather because the older I get, the less tolerance I have for the cold weather.
This little stretch of like 3 months, like February...
this is still January.
Okay, well, we're at the end of January. All right, whatever. Super Bowl to, like...
Derby.
No, because it goes a little bit further than that.
U.S. Open.
Start of the NHL playoffs are my favorite, which is also the NBA playoffs, more or less. Maybe give or take a week.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's my favorite four-month stretch
it's
of sports.
Pretty good. I got to admit, it is pretty entertaining.
You have March Madness. You have the Super Bowl.
By the way, FYI, for the people who
baseball
are...
starts.
We're talking about, you know, the baseball taking away the championship from the... And obviously, we're sensitive to that here because Louisville had their banner taken away. They asked the Dodgers, and they all said, we have absolutely no interest in getting a World Series banner because they took it away from the other team. And if you remember, Beilein said the same thing at Michigan about Louisville, which is why the NCAA vacates it rather than awards it. Like in other events, like if you're in the Olympics or something, it's a track meet, and they find out the guy won, cheated, they knock him out, and they give it to the silver medalist. But, I do agree that you don't award it to the other team. But I also, I'm not sure that the people who are saying what they've said, that they should still forfeit it, and baseball would have a vacated championship. But I think people have said, kind of like what they said about steroids, you know, the wild home run totals that you saw, they were terrific players, they were, but some people, a good number of people are not going to hold them in as high a regard as the ones that were set before the steroid era. So, you know, you got to know a tiny bit about history, and it'd be hard. You would not have to do much research if you're a baseball fan to realize that that was an era of steroids. Well, it'd be the same thing. I can't imagine anybody's ever going to report forever, probably, on the Astros championship and not report on it as being a one that was obviously shrouded in cheating. Basically, there's no other way to put it. So I don't know if you have to take it away necessarily at that level. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting because there was so much discussion here about when it went on with Louisville, and then they said, well, what do you do if you're going to do that? Why do they vacate it? Why don't they give it to the second-place team? Well, I think that second part of it is the easiest, that you can't give it to the second-place team because they don't want it. They absolutely don't want it, so that makes sense. I didn't get to see the Louisville game at all because we were getting ready to go on the air in Kansas. The games were overlapped a bit, and we had things that we had to do pregame. By the way, can I drop a name here? I think I can, right?
Go for it.
I got a chance to, I can't say meet because I'd already met him, but to visit and say hello to not only Philip Fulmer, but Peyton Manning. Peyton was at the game.
Nice.
And I'd already met him, but I didn't want to be that guy. Peyton, remember we talked at the Derby like 17 years ago? I said hello, and then you said hello, and then we said hello, and that was fun. So I didn't say anything. But Rick Barnes, who I've known a long time, God, scary how long I've known Rick, 30 years.
Did you do that conversation with him? Hi, Rick, remember when I said hi and you said sup?
No, Rick said, what are you doing, Bob? We going to do this interview or not? So before we did the interview, he said, you want to say hello to Peyton? I said, I met him before. No, I said, that's okay. Don't bother him. He said, no, Peyton, come over here. So that was really, again, you never know if they're lying, but he was nice enough. He came over and said, Peyton, say hello to Bob Valvano. I said, we've met before. He said, yeah, I remember. It's good to see you again. How are you? So that was nice. And then I said, I made him laugh. I said, you know, we just made a little chit-chat stuff. And then he walked by.
Tell him the joke about the fork?
No, I said, congratulations on your hit TV show. He rolled his eyes. I said, oh, thanks. I guess he doesn't think of himself as a TV star. I could have congratulated him on his commercials. He has a high LQ.
LQ.
Likeability quotient, which is why sponsors love him, which is why sponsors love Shaq. Although
Shaq is like
in every commercial. Everything. He's endorsing everything.
I keep waiting for the coverall. For a commercial break where, I mean,
every spot he's in.
Yeah, I mean, he's got.
And
Icy
the odd
Hot,
thing is, he's
got
that,
the
he's
general.
Not that nice.
He's got the copper band fit thingy.
Burst the bubble, but he's not that nice.
You've never met him, have you?
I have.
Really? I wasn't sure. I know that you had it on very good.
Yeah.
Context.
Saunders was the one who told me. Dropping names all the place, but he came to the Jimmy V thing, and I you know, thanked him profusely for coming to help support the V Foundation, and it would have been difficult for him to be more aloof and colder than he was.
I got to see if I can find this soundbite.
But that's okay. He doesn't have to suck out to me, but he wasn't particularly warm and outgoing. But I've heard that. But Peyton is not. Peyton's great. He's exactly as you see in the commercials. That's pretty much how he is.
He came on one time, and I'm trying to find this soundbite.
Who did? Shaq came on one of the other shows, right?
Yeah. It was part of, I forgot who we were promoting or something.
Yeah, he was promoting
something.
He came
on as part of that, and he hopped on. This was when the Midday Rush
was
locking
nice,
Andy.
Right?
He was nice, but he was like it was like three answers, and then Andy tried to get one more, and he absolutely was like, nope, done, bye. And
yeah,
just absolutely,
I mean. Yeah,
let me see if I can find this thing. Okay, I think I have
that.
It here. Let's see if this is it.
I'm not surprised. So, but the people love him. They think he's a big, cuddly teddy bear. And he was a great player. I mean, that's why I say I can always separate respecting what they do. That stretch, the NBA playoffs that year where they played Indiana, I have never seen a guy get the ball around the basket and be as unstoppable as he was. I didn't see Chamberlain in his heyday. By the time I got to really see Chamberlain. He was past dominating games that way. I mean, the year he scored 50 points a game, he averaged 50 points a game. That still blows my mind. He must have been the same way. But they would throw it to Shaq, and it was like, he's going to dunk it. I don't know how. I don't know which way. He's going to turn right. He's going to turn left. He's going to back him in. He's going to drop stuff. But he is going to dunk this. And the dunks would take the basket, and like the whole arena would shake. I've never seen a guy that physically. That was before he'd put on weight. He was still in great shape. He was. So I have great respect for what he could do. He was astoundingly good player, but he's not just naturally a hey, how you doing kind of guy, like we talked about with Kobe and Michael. Michael used to came to my brother's golf tournament and was very nice, but he was not a go out of his way. Like, I'll be honest, Charles is. Barkley is. Barkley's hilarious. He's grabbing kids, putting them on his knee, giving them rides. And Kobe's a little bit more like that, and Peyton's like that. But and they don't have to be. It's not their job to go out there and
feel like people
full of brush
too.
Salesmen.
People
they are.
Get
they,
you know,
some people are just not that socially comfortable. That's okay. But and I still have great respect for what they do, especially as long as they haven't done it by breaking any rules or anything. But do you have the thing?
No, I have the sound of.
All right, here it is. Let's listen.
Poor Andy.
Sure. All right, my man. All right, we got to get you out of here. All right, have a good day. Shaquille O'Neal wanted to get one more in with him, what he was going to be doing the rest of the day.
That's
what
it.
Other celebrities
done.
He was going to be hanging out with.
He was like, all right, good, done, thank you.
That's soundbite is titled Shaq Andy Turtles, because Andy just turtled up.
He can't yell at him as he's leaving. He's not in person. He wasn't there, right?
No. Yeah, it was over the phone.
That's one of the reasons why phone interviews are a little bit dicier, because, you got to really be a jackwad to just stand up from the table and to be like, all the guy's still talking. You do it by the phone. You go, okay, thanks. Off you go. So,
sure. All right, my man. All right, we got to get you out of here. Just if you can. All right, have a good day.
Poor Andy.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Don't know you. Don't care about you. Blowing this baby off.
Oh, God.
So there's that. All right, anyway, so I didn't see much of the Louisville game, but a lot of the comments that I've seen and read are what you'd expect. Finally, we saw this team dominate, have a dominant performance. And I'm not minimizing that. Again, you always have to try and listen to what I'm saying rather than just hear one or two words and then have a knee-jerk reaction. It is not insignificant. That was what the people wanted to see and, frankly, what Chris Mack wanted to see. However, having said that, it doesn't change my opinion about who they are, because I thought they were really good before that game. And what I think we saw is if they put it together for a whole 40 minutes, they can dominate a team, and they got productivity from places that stick a career high with 19 points. He had 5 3-pointers. That's a tremendous addition to the team. But I again, it's not like, I already knew I'm going to be that guy no matter what happens. Well, I told you it was going to happen. I'm not playing that game. But what I'm saying is, if you're asking my gut reaction, I got to tell you, no, I'm not surprised. I always thought he was a good shooter. I watch his technique. I watch his form. He misses some shots sometimes because I think his shot selection isn't always great. But when he gets his feet set and they're good looks, he's a fine three-point shooter. And they could use that. So that's a great step in the development of this team going forward to maximize their potential. But it's not like, they've solved it. I mean, any more than they solved it when David Johnson had that really good game. That these are all parts of the puzzle that go forward, and so David had another quality game, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. So, yeah, now you say, okay, he looks like he's ready. He was behind a little bit just from the simple fact of being a freshman and a different way to play, most probably because of the injury. But now he's stepped in. He's ready to go. You start saying, okay, but what could this team really use? Well, they really need another shooter. Ryan McMahon hasn't been able consistently to get his shot off and produce there. So now Darius is the most logical guy to do that. I mean, while they have perimeter shooting, because Jordan's been a good shooter. Sutton's been inconsistent, but he can shoot it. But it'd be great if you had another guard that can knock down perimeter shots, because that's what opens things up. Well, I think everybody on their staff believed Darius could be that guy, and I did too. But you got to find a way to figure it out. So, yay, that was a significant step forward. But it wasn't like, all right, well, now they won by a lot. That's what they should be doing every game. I mean, again, you could say that, but I've talked about that. I just think respectfully you're missing the process to say it that way. I don't mean our producer here. I'm talking about how a team goes forward. And certain games, you put this piece to the puzzle and you say, okay, well, you know, maybe we've established that now. And this one, and the big thing is you try to do that and still win. And they have done that. And there's a whole bunch of teams that have been trying to do that and haven't been able to win. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you're a Kentucky fan, you got to say the same thing. I mean, Cal's going through the same thing. He's trying to find who his team is going to be. You know, he had a guy that I think they were hoping was really going to develop, quit and leave the program. And so now how are you going to go get the job done? And he's challenging some guys. He was challenging Sestina before this last game. But they beat a Texas Tech team that I have great respect for. I thought they were good when I saw them in person at the Garden, and I think they're good now. And certainly they showed some of that stuff that we talk about, the intangibles of find a way to win. That is, Cal's teams have done that, and he does that, and I give him great credit for that, and they deserve credit for that. So that's a significant win, not so much for – you know, pointing out, wow, they got great games from individual people. Quickly was great, and Richards was great. Yeah, that's a storyline. We saw that a few games ago. I think it became clear, as Mike Pratt had been telling me since the start of the year, because I was talking about Maxey, and he was saying, look, you know, Maxey, great. And he told us at the beginning of the year, Quickly did all that work in the offseason. He's got to have a big year for them. And Richards is the guy. What he can give them, nobody else can give them. And he seems to be embracing it now. He had 14 rebounds, 25 points. And they, you know, it's a Cal kind of team. Very little bench. Very, very little bench. He goes, you know, basically eight guys. And of the three guys off the bench, two of them don't even play 10 minutes. Brooks played seven. Juzang played eight. It's Sestina is the other one. And that's basically it. And he's fine with that. We've seen that. He's absolutely fine with that. So they're finding their way. And as they find their way, they get in big road wins, so that's the story. As you go forward there, can you get the answers for your team, meaningful answers, and still win along the way? And so both teams were able to do that, so there's no question. Okay, whatever. And text like that, we have to discredit because it's the, yeah, but Clemson had good looks. So whatever. You know, that's, you ever hear of game plans and scouting reports? You ever hear about that? Hey, that guy was open. You know what? Reasons he was open. Yes, they played to their scouting report. That's what good teams do. So, whatever. David Johnson for president. Very good. let's see. What am I doing here? Forget ASMR. Sounds like I'm high. I don't get, what does that mean? Forget ASMR. Sounds like I'm high. Should I understand that? Is there a significance?
No, maybe I'm trying to think. Maybe that was like a voice-to-text thing, but ASMR sounds like I'm high. I don't know. I mean, it does kind of sound like... I mean,
a euphemism getting, for somebody who's...
Well, no, I mean, just like... I mean, you're getting like kind of like... Oh, God. All right. The hell with that. I'll just say it. You're getting kind of like mentally aroused by like sounds and like you like have a like weird vibe about you. I don't know. Maybe it's... Like well,
I'm far from an expert on substances and things like that.
But you didn't inhale. You were like fire
up a, if you fire up a dube, do you suddenly get aroused by crumpling paper? Really, I've never understood that.
I don't know. I'm stretching on that whole thing. Not that I would know about what that's like, but I don't know where they're really getting at. Maybe it sounds like you're high. Is that what he was? I don't know.
Did anybody watch the Pro Bowl and did you enjoy it? Because it was a competitive game. Players definitely look out for each other. There was a sack. I'm watching the play where J.J. Watt scooped up the fumble and went for an 82-yard fumble return. And it looks like they're having fun. They're pointing at each other, and they're just running and having a ball. But the guy who sacked the quarterback tried to hold him up, basically, just trying to put him down gently to the ground. So
they had a couple nods to Kobe too. I think they did. Oh,
there were guys
Shaq's
crying.
There were guys celebration,
visibly crying. I like the idea about the non-kickoff thing. About the if you score, you can take the ball at your own 25 for a 4th and 15. But I think that's too far in your own territory. I think it should be the 30. I mean, right? I mean, when you kick off right now, you kick off from your own 30. Is that correct? That is, right? Yes. So if you kick off from your own 30 and you go for an onside kick and you don't get it, the other team winds up getting the ball at like the 40 or the 45 or, you know, the 38. If you go for it from the 25-yard line, you're going to have to pass 90% of the time. It takes some real cojones to try and run for 15 yards. The rule was you could start at your own 25 and you basically have one play, which is like the equivalent of a 4th and 15, and try and keep the ball. And so that means you're either going to make it or you're going to have an incomplete pass in all likelihood. And if it's an incomplete pass, the other team's going to get it at your 25. It's too punitive. Should be at the 30. Put it at the 30. I like that rule. You the same way you kick it off, you put it at the 30. And, you know, if you have an opportunity to go for it there, I think that's better. And I understand. I do get it. Kickoffs and returns are among the most exciting plays, but I also don't think it's good to do the Braveheart thing where they're all just running at each other and knocking each other into the hospital. But there's ways to do it. I mean, you could. I like the guy's got the rule that it's like a punt. You know, that I like that rule that the players.
Is that the XFL doing that?
The XFL rule. They start 5 yards away from each other, and they can't pass until the ball passes them, and you don't get that 80-mile-an-hour, let's just run into each other and kill each other. So I think that gives you an opportunity. I'll be curious to see how that plays out. I love sports that are willing to try without crazy, like the stupid roll the ball and let them dive for it instead of a coin toss before the XFL. That was dumb.
Well, instead of killing 22 guys, you just killed two.
That's dumb. That was dumb. And they got their comeuppance when the very first game, the guy dislocated his shoulder and was done playing. That was
who was one of their like star players, too.
That was completely stupid. But this is not dumb. Texas Tech Point missed a wide-open guy on the last drive to take an out-of-control drive. I did notice that there was a guy, there was a couple of plays where guys were wide open for both teams that they missed. But, you know, that's part of the game. Game slippage. It is how the game works. But, yeah, I did, that's still just part of the game. I don't think it means. What it does mean, though, is, as I said, if you win, and when Louisville's been in that situation when they've won and when they lose, I tell you the same thing. There's so much of luck. People don't want to hear that. I know Locke's take is it's not luck to get into overtime, and I get that. He's right. If I'm an 8-point underdog or a 10-point underdog and I get the game to overtime, I didn't luck into that. Game plan, strategy, execution all got me into that, and that's good. But the statistics and the people who crunch numbers say luck in the sense that if there were not luck, you could pinpoint a particular statistic or aspect or something that would lead you to be more successful in overtime than people who don't have this, whatever it may be. And there is no thing. There's no such thing. So, you know, like, you know, KenPom has those four stats that really are indicators of a team that's going to be a really good team with a chance in the Final Four. Statistics bear that out, okay? So you've got that. But in you can take a look at those teams that have done it and say, okay, overwhelming majority of them meet these numbers in these stats. There's not even one stat you can point to in overtime that says, that's the key. And if that's the case, that's the definition of what they mean by luck. I watched the Pro Bowl and enjoyed it, but two of the TDs were because they didn't want to tackle a large defender. Okay. All right. As I said, I didn't watch it, so I assume that was. But, I mean, the one where, what's his name, J.J. Watt picked up the ball and ran, I don't think anybody could catch him. Unless maybe you're talking about a wide receiver with much better speed, could have run him down and said, screw it, I ain't going to go do that. Which does make sense in an All-Star game.
Lamar was the offensive MVP. Had two touchdowns and a pick.
Yeah, but, you know, he did awful in the skills thing. He's not really a quarterback. He's not that good.
I think he's a fine quarterback, but those are not, I feel like, mutually exclusive. He's a fine quarterback.
Who's not very good at being a quarterback.
Sucked at the accuracy thing.
It's a game.
I know it's a game, but it's one of those things. It's just like, mean, obviously he's better than that. Maybe he needs people running
at
him.
He did not do it well, and it's not quite as I'm being a bit of an apologist. I admit it up front, so don't yell at me. I already know it. But it's like Dale Earnhardt Jr. likes to play video racing games. He enjoys doing that. If I somehow went on there and could beat him in the video racing game, I still don't think I'm a better race driver than he is.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So that's the point. So, yes, Lamar.
Somebody texted, and it was a good line. It was like, see, even his even his Pro Bowl target accuracy targets can't catch passes. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
All right, it's the top of the hour, and that can mean only one thing. You need to save money on your credit cards. What? Oh, it's not really what it means, but what a coincidence that is. It just popped into my head, and I was like, you know what? That's a good time to tell you about our friends at Lightstream, because they will do just that. Holiday credit card bills still coming in, you know. We're not even into February yet, and you're looking back and saying, wow, did I really buy all this junk? Yes, you did. You got that toaster that plays Auld Lang Syne because you thought it would be really cool on New Year's Eve. And now every morning for the rest of the year, you got to hear that saying, why did I buy this? Yes, the things we purchase at the holidays. But nonetheless, maybe you got wonderful gifts that made somebody completely happy. And they said, gosh, that gift is one of the nicest things I've ever received. And
you like say, that Globetrotters ball.
Globetrotters ball, which I can't really officially play with till Wednesday. But nonetheless, you still have to pay for it. And if you pay for them with credit cards and carry balances there, you're paying with a national average interest rate of over 20%. Boing! It's my own sound effect.
I'm going to cut that 158. That's a good one.
Yeah, over 20%. That's very high, especially in light of the fact that at Lightstream, their credit card consolidation loan has a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That is exactly 14.05% lower. You know what that translates into? Saving money. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. There's absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties, none of that junk. The application, by the way, quick and easy, so you can apply right from your phone, because Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they'll give you. But we'll make it even sweeter for you, because just for our listeners, if you apply now, you can get a special interest rate discount. That's right, a special interest rate discount if you'll do this. The only way to get it, though, is to do this. Go to lightstream.com/Valvano. That's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/Valvano. It's subject to credit approval. Rate includes a half of 1% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Valvano for more information. Not luck. It's the element of random chance. Well, whatever. Phrase it however you want to. It speaks to the point of what I was saying, though, that there's no definitive way to define giving you a better chance to win an overtime. So if you don't want to call it luck, or you're a stickler, that's not exactly the term. I think most people would understand the gist of the message. Random chance. If we play a game where I've got to, you know, pick a number, random number, use a random number generator, and yes, that's a random chance. But if I do it better than you, ergo, that's luck. That's what I'm alluding to. And teams that win those games, sometimes fans like to celebrate. This guy's a great manager. He wins all these one-run games. Well, that team's great. They win more overtime games. It just generally means that they've had the benefit of better elements of random chance, I guess, is what you'd be talking about, because there's no way to define it. All right. Action, by the way, for the 4th and 15 option. But that was only for the Pro Bowl, by the way. The 4th and 15 option in the Pro Bowl could only be done once a game. The team had to be down by 2 scores, according to the ref helping the commentators there. But I don't know what they're going to do going forward, because I like rule changes. Speaking of rule changes, I think this is true. Evidently, and I'm not – I like the – I'm of two minds here, as Shakespeare would say. They're going to incorporate incorporate the DH in the National League, maybe as soon as next year. And the only thing I can think about that is so that in case Mike Fiers has to come up and bat in an interleague game, because he's playing for the A's right now, the other pitchers won't try and put a fastball in his ear hole. That's not why. But you know what it means, though? And this is not good. Not good. when you play games with DHs, it means that the ninth hitter, who's a guy that could, you know, you could pitch around the eight man and get out of jams, all nine guys can hit. Guess what that means? The games go longer. And baseball, if there's anything it does not need, it is longer games. They have got, they really have got, I mean, I'm at the point where I would be happier if they played seven-inning games. Honest to God. Seven-inning game would be more than enough. That would take a, that would take about 2.5 hours. Perfect. That's long enough. The NBA, length of the NBA game, just right. College basketball, just right. College football, laughably too long. Ridiculous. And I, people say, I don't care, I love it. Great. That's, I think it's ridiculously too long. I just cannot believe. I mean, especially now I understand the tailgating part, because you basically are committing a day of your life there. I mean, so you might as well go and drink up and eat and then spend 5 hours watching a game, and then you can't get out of the parking lot. It's an 8-hour commitment. I just, it's not one of my favorite ways to spend 8 hours. And baseball, I listen to old-time games on the radio, and I'm telling you, that's the biggest problem, the biggest problem the game has. It's an entertaining game, no matter how much you are used to the energy and action of other games, if the game would just move the freak along. But no, it takes forever between pitches, guys out of the box. Every pitch, they got to adjust gloves and hats and that, that, that. And you listen to the games, it wasn't played that way. Anything they could do. And the problem is the players' union is so powerful they probably won't allow them to. But, boy, they better figure something out because it's too damn long. What are we doing here? He was wearing a fisherman hat and a sweatsuit. I'm not sure he was taking the skills competition too seriously. Yeah, I think that's probably true. But the fact of the matter is, did you see him throwing passes to Drew Brees' kids in the big media room there?
Yeah, that was cute.
That was awesome. He's great with the kids. He really is.
He gets it.
Big fan of Lamar. Looking forward to getting my Stratomatic.
He's like the ultimate face.
What Lamar's card's going to be. I am curious about that. I'm 30 seconds on that for the 0.5% of the people who play statistically based sports games. I mean, he runs so much. I don't know if they have a mechanism built into the game to allow him to run that. I mean, they don't normally make a lot of plays where you can call running plays for the quarterback.
And he's breaking the mold for statistics-based tabletop sports
games. There have been
guys
that have done that have made you change the mechanics of the game to accommodate for what they do. I'm really going to be curious about that, because the only running play I think you can call, like in one of the games, Stratomatic, is a quarterback sneak. That's not going to work. So they're going to have to figure out a way to let him run, unless they give him a separate running card, because they probably should. And you know what? The more I talk about that, the more I'm intrigued by that. Be serious, curious how that plays out.
The only thing I could think of,
like can you call running plays for him in Madden? Are there running plays for the quarterback? Like, if you had him, could you run him enough in Madden?
I mean, you could. They have all kinds of plays, like a QB sneak and whatnot. I'm sure
QB sneak is not a running play. That's what I mean. It's not. That's not what you're looking for. I'm talking about like really like sweeps with the guy and stuff. How do you incorporate? I don't play Madden, so I don't know.
I don't know.
But like in the table game,
so advanced that. I'm sure you
in the
can.
Table game, he has a quarterback sneak column, and then he has a column where he must run. It's where, you know, if a rush comes. But that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at a called run plays for him. In order to use him realistically, you're going to have ways to do that without being a stupid quarterback sneak. So I'll be curious what they do with that. Patty Ice is a crybaby. Jeez. Patty, we're calling your name again. Don't say my name. Remember that song, Say My Name? Patty wants, don't say my name. Don't say my name. Don't say my name.
What, the TLC song? Patty is that TLC?
No.
Say My Name? Say
no,
My Name. It was Destiny's Child, wasn't it? I'm
yes,
an idiot.
Thank
wow.
You.
Wow.
You were like...
Some shameful spit right
was
there.
A, that was an absolutely shanked field goal, 30 yards left. Take a break. Back with more. ESPN 680-1057.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.